United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. With just 10 days to go now to the start of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games in Normandy, the team horses are currently in quarantine at the USET headquarters in Gladstone, New Jersey, before their departure to Chantilly in France, where they'll be based for a few days before they head to Normandy. In addition to the team and the individuals, there are three alternates who will be travelling as reserves: Marilyn Little with Raylan Farm and Team Demeter's RF Demeter, Megan O'Donoghue with her own Pirate, and Hannah Burnett with Miss Jacqueline Mars's Harbour Pilot. And I caught up with all three of these riders earlier this week to hear about their final preparations. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is an exciting time for you. I know you've been on the team before when you were on the Pan Am team a few years ago, but this is the big one, isn't it? What does it feel like to be part of the squad?
It's just an incredible feeling. Like you said, I was on the Pan Am team in 2011, and I just had a wonderful experience there, and I was part of a team with Buck and Buck Davidson and Lynn Szymanski. So it's cool to be kind of, the three of us are, you know, part of it again, and they're on the squad and I'm an alternate. So it's fun to be able to cheer my friends on and just be, you know, part of Team USA. It's really, really neat.
Well, I'm sure you felt the tremendous support that was building at the final preparation trial at Great Meadow there in Virginia. That really, I guess, just built up the momentum and reminded you were getting closer to the actual event.
Yeah, it was really a very unique and wonderful experience. It actually reminded me of competing at the Pan Ams because there was so much team camaraderie and just cheering each other on, and everything ran really, really smoothly. I don't think it could have gone any better for anyone. It was just, everything ran great. It was a good preparation. The horses were feeling good. There was tons of people out supporting, and it was just a really good experience for everyone, I think.
And obviously a very good experience for you with that round, because William Harbour Pilot went so well for you. Everything's just going along the way you planned it at this point, I'm hoping.
Yeah, last year we were having some trouble trying to sort some things out, and nothing really seemed to click in all three phases. So we were struggling, you know, phase by phase a little bit. And this year, you know, I just kind of stepped back a little bit and tried to build up slowly without so much expectation. And it was almost helpful that we weren't named to the high performance, you know, squad earlier in the year, because it takes some pressure off and you can kind of reevaluate and go from there. And I think it's been really, really good for my brain and also my horse, who, you know, feels everything that I'm feeling. So I feel like everything is peaking at the right time, and, you know, being able to go over to Chantilly and be a part of the squad, you know, not the squad, but the alternates. And I think it's all working out perfectly. So I'm excited to see what we can do with all this momentum, and I just think it's a great time for us.
Tell us what you've been doing and focusing on with him since those final trials, because as I said, that run went beautifully for you. What has been your focus since then?
Basically just staying on schedule and keeping him, you know, building up his fitness. He feels great and basically all three phases. I'm just kind of holding fast in those dressage and show jumping. I've been jumping with Silvio Mazzoni, who I really actually enjoy a lot. He's been great. Kind of low pressure and just letting the horse jump while working on my position and my riding. And then the dressage, he's quite a good dressage horse. So I'm just kind of trying to keep him fit and happy, and that's basically been my plan. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we're just ticking along.
Well, you are, of course, the second alternate, as you said, for the squad. You go to Chantilly with the team, with the squad to train. And then if you're not called upon, you'll be heading to Burley for that CCI four-star event. Now, that's a big one to go to on anybody's books. And the one key thing that's going to be important in this preparation, whether you are going to Wegg or going to turn left and go to Burley, is the level of fitness that's going to be required. Hannah, have you done anything different in your preparation for this trip?
Yeah, I actually have upped the galloping a little bit with William. He at Kentucky, he got a little bit tired at the end. I mean, he kept jumping and galloping well, but I've actually not felt him hit bottom like that exactly. So I did up the game a bit in the galloping. He's going up an extra time up the gallop. We're just keeping on the same schedule, not galloping any more times a week than usual, but I've been trotting more and galloping a little bit more and a little bit faster. And he also just came back from Kentucky so well that he's fitter and, you know, in his body, he looks great and he feels well. So I've just upped the game a little bit.
So tell us about the travel plans now. This is the week when the horses leave. Talk us through the schedule, Hannah.
All right. So we're leaving for Gladstone tomorrow. All the horses have to be and riders have to be in Gladstone by tomorrow evening. And then we have some team training throughout the week with David O'Connor. And Sylvia's not going to be there, but just David. And then the horses get checked out by the vet to make sure everything's going well. The horses fly out Friday night out of JFK. And then most of the riders leave on Saturday.
So you're flying straight to Chantilly in France, where you'll be based. It's a fabulous facility there. Have you been before to Chantilly?
Yes, actually, Lynn and I were there before Poe last year for, I think, over a week, and it was such a good experience. It's a beautiful facility. There's multiple arenas, really good footing. The barns are wonderful. There's, like, this really cool indoor, and there's sure jumpers there, so we get to watch them jump, and it's entertaining and fun, and then the city or the little town is beautiful and the restaurants are amazing. And Joni Morris, who's in charge of everything, did a wonderful job nailing that down for us because it's just a really good place to prepare and train. It's quiet and it's just perfect.
And then, of course, as you get closer to Wegg, the team will depart and you either will be called upon or not. Now, if you're not, you'll be heading over to England with Marilyn Little, who's riding RF Demeter, and the two of you are going to go to Stamford in Lincolnshire. It's a beautiful venue there at Burley. I'm sure you've watched it lots on tape, but what would be your expectations for going there?
Right, Megan O'Donoghue is also going to be going over for Burley on Pirate.
Oh, wonderful.
She's the third alternate.
Great.
My expectations, so it's obviously a very, very hard event. So I just want to go kind of, you know, I'm going to go and do my best within all three phases. We're just going to go and try to lay it out. The dressage has really kind of hit a new level for us. So we're going to try to, you know, go lay down our best score and then cross country, obviously, you know, fast and clear. And then show jumping, which we've been working on a lot, try to have a rub-free round. So, I mean, that's ideal, right? That's everybody's dream weekend, but you know, we got to roll with the punches and see how the footing is. You know, if something doesn't seem right or it doesn't travel well or something, we can always go to Blenheim the next weekend, which we are double entered in.
Right.
So we've got a plan B.
And if it should rain a lot, and of course, and
right, exactly. Yeah. If the footing is bad, or
I mean, it's wonderful old permanent turf that hasn't seen a plow for many years up in Burley Park. But if it does get wet, it holds very strong, doesn't it? So that's a nice alternate.
Sure.
But hopefully, it wouldn't rain at Blenheim either, because Blenheim has a horrible record of it raining too.
Oh no!
Well,
yeah,
you're going to
exactly
be in England.
So.
You're going to be in England. What
do
you expect?
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, he's very, very good in the deep footing anyways. So I'm not super worried about it, but we want to make sure that we have everything set up for success and that, you know, the well-being of my horse is the most important.
Absolutely. So. Always the priority. So important question here now. How is your French? And do you mind having to drink their wine and eating their food?
My French is terrible. Sometimes I break into a little bit of Spanish on accident, and they're like, what on earth is this girl doing? I don't mind drinking their terrible wine.
Okay, good.
It's amazing, and the champagne and everything. So the baguettes and the croissants, don't even get me started.
I know, the temptation at every corner there, isn't there?
No kidding. And they're all so thin, I don't get it. Hilarious.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful experience no matter what happens, Hannah. So the very best of luck.
Great. Thank you so much, Chris.
Well, Megan joins me now, just ahead of their travel to Europe. Megan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, this is obviously a very exciting time for you as you prepare to head to Gladstone for the final quarantine with Pirate.
Yeah, we're wrapping things up here and packing the trunks. They're looking pretty full, but things seem good and the horse looks great, and I'm really, really excited.
Okay, well, here is, of course, at Lynn Szymanski's near Middleburg in Virginia, so not too far to travel up to Gladstone, New Jersey. Since those final sex selection trials at Great Meadows in Virginia a few weeks ago, how has Pirate been and what have you been doing with him?
Yeah, he handled that really well, I thought. I thought that was a fantastic outing for everyone. I thoroughly enjoyed it and really, really just took it a day at a time there because it was a lot. It was a huge crowd, but it was great to ride under that pressure again and have that support from the community and everyone at Great Meadow. David did a great job for that. So Pirate, he has been flatting a lot with David and a few times with Jackie Brooks, the Canadian dressage rider, when she's been in town. I really enjoyed her help. So he's been on a really, really consistent schedule with David. And then also I've been lucky enough that I'm really local to where Sylvia was for most of the summer, here in Middleburg. So I've gotten a lot of show jump help, from him in the recent couple months since following Kentucky. I rode with him a few times this winter, spring, but, I've been able to be a lot more consistent, which has been just an awesome opportunity, yeah, for me here in the location, can't be better at Lynn's, with my vet right here and all the good help that I'm getting.
Well, that's Silvio Manzoni you've been referring to, of course, who helps with the jumping. What difference has he made to you and Pirate then since the time you've been involved with the team preparation?
Yeah, well, Silvio, obviously, you know, he's a much more of a show jump background. He has a little bit of eventing in there. This is the first opportunity I've had to ride with more of a pure background coach. So I think he's been really good about really helping me with Pirate style. You know, he's like, you've done a great job thus far. So he doesn't want to make major changes, but, you know, long-term changes that, you know, aren't going to happen overnight. But it's really, really exciting to see the progress and be able to feel it with him, and I've really, really enjoyed his style of coaching. He's a quiet person, and I get on really well with him, and I've really, really enjoyed that, so it's been really good.
Well, as we know, you're named as the third alternate for the World Equestrian Games, so there's a strong likelihood that you'll be turning left and heading over to that little island to a very, very modest event called Burley Horse Trials, and you must be pretty excited about that.
Yes, Chris, I'm very, very excited. This is definitely a dream, and the added opportunity of being an alternate for the Worlds and being able to partake in this process with this team and the coach it's been surreal, actually. It's been definitely a summer that I sit there some days and remind myself what I'm getting to do. So, I'm very, very excited. Burley has always been something I've dreamed of doing. I was able to go there. Jan Benny kindly took us when I was working for her over a few years back. And so I have been able to see the venue, and I know just a little bit about the land because it is a little bit different. But obviously I'm sure it's going to look massive and crazy, but I'm lucky to have the partnership with this horse, and I'm very, very much looking forward to it. And then obviously the added bonus of being over there a few weeks early and being able to continue my training with David and Silvio is really promising looking and very exciting.
Well, as someone who knows Burley, you'll know that that terrain is pretty undulating. Now, whether you were going there or going to Normandy, fitness now is absolute key to be able to find that second wind on cross country. Have you done anything different, Megan, to up the level of fitness for Pirates since Rolex?
Yeah, well, he had a great base coming off of Kentucky. He got a little let down, not a lot, but he got a little let down, and he came out feeling stronger. This year, the horse has just really turned a corner in his strength, I think, and everybody has commented on that as far as all aspects of his competing. So I've been on the mountain here at David and Jackie Mars's more than I've ever probably been on it. So the horse is thoroughly fit. He feels really ready. He had his final gallop this morning here up there because that'll probably be the last time I get to be on a hill as France will be pretty flat. And David watched him go, and it was really good. He recovered really well, and he seems really healthy and really ready to go. So, you know, I feel like I have a great group of people behind me that are guiding me through these steps, and hopefully it'll be there on the day that I need it.
Well, let's talk about that great group of people. Obviously, your support crew in the barn, but what of the family? Who will be going to Europe to support you?
Yeah, so I'll have my sister, actually. I think my younger sister, Kelsey, will probably come over to France about halfway through that trip and be able to help me out because I'll just be on my own. I won't have a groom or anything there. And Max Corcoran is going to groom for me again at Burley, but she's obviously taken up by the Canadians right now for the world. So she'll just meet us in England right after the world up there with Joni. She'll probably travel up there with her and be able to help me out that week at Burley. But yeah, and then Mom and I think Dad will get to make the trip this year. Mom came last year to Blenheim, so I'm really excited for my dad to be able to tag along. Come see this. I think he's very, very excited. And I think we'll have a couple friends that are going to follow out. And, of course, I'll have my whole support of the Midwest back at home, I'm sure, cheering me on every step of the way. So, and my boyfriend, my long-term boyfriend, will be coming. So I'm really, really looking forward to the trip.
Well, why don't you tell us, share with us the names of all those people, your parents and your friends and your boyfriend?
Yeah, so Mom and Dad are Jill and Mark. And my boyfriend is Joseph, and my sister's Kelsey, and then obviously Max. And I've got a very long-term friend, a girl that's known me since I was very young, named Lucia. And I think Ann Kruger, who came with me as a support last year with my mom and helped us get around. She was our driver. I think is going to come, too. So I'm looking forward to that week, and that'll be really, really fun.
A lot of fun. And obviously, you're getting close to departure now. You leave today, Tuesday, as we record this, and head to Gladstone for the final quarantine, and then fly on Friday. Talk us through those travel plans, who will be on the flight, who you'll be flying with, and who's going to meet you at the other end.
Yeah, well, we had a little change in travel plans. I was hoping to be able to fly with Pirates. But in that original flight was going to be a passenger plane, so we would actually not be with the horses, but Dr. Susan Johns, one of the team veterinarians, and my regular vet was going to be with them. But the little change of plans, Susan will still be with them, and most of the grooms, except for Emma Phillips Groom and Boyd Groom Lindsay, will be traveling because they've traveled this year. We'll be going with the horses on Friday very, very early. And the rest of the grooms and myself will be traveling on Thursday evening. So we'll actually arrive, and we'll be waiting for the horses at the vet port when they arrive and be able to take them from there. And obviously, Joni Morse's husband will be, Richard will be, he's a professional groom. He'll be on the flight too. So they'll be in great hands, and we'll look forward to meeting them.
And they'll be flying to Amsterdam, will they?
I think they're actually flying into Belgium now because of the flight change. So I think we fly still into Amsterdam, and then we'll drive down there and meet them.
Right. And you all head to Chanty to have a final preparation there before the team head on to Normandy. And at that point, you will then head across to the little island and prepare for Burley, will you?
Yeah. I believe that the horses will ship to the venue, the competing horses for the world, and the rest of us alternates will travel up to England shortly following that when they leave, and we'll lay over somewhere there before Burley. So.
Right. Okay, so obviously a very exciting time ahead for you, and to be at this stage, Megan, to be named as an alternate to a national squad is an honour in itself. So presumably you'll be collecting photos and memories no matter what happens over the next few weeks.
Yes, Chris, I'll enjoy every day. It's definitely a dream come true for me at this point. So just being able to absorb being around the quality that I'll be around, horses, people, training, all the et cetera. I'm very much looking forward to it. And I can't thank Land Rover and the selection committee for, you know, supporting me in my next step and getting me to Burley. It definitely couldn't do it without them. So.
Terrific. Well, a wonderful experience, and I want to wish you the very best of luck with the travels and with the competition over there in Burley. Have a lot of fun, Megan, and stay safe.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
And Marilyn joins me now. 4 years ago, you were watching the World Equestrian Games on TV, and you decided to take up eventing, and here you are, named as the first alternate to this year's Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games in Normandy. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, this is a very exciting time. It's the culmination of a lot of planning and a lot of effort and endless hours and days and months and years of where we're drawing close to the moment of reckoning. And it's very exciting. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And I'm very, very lucky to have the horse that I have and that she's in as great a form as she's in right now. I'm very, very pleased with her, and I have a great support team around me, and they're all very excited for what's coming soon.
Well, don't you pinch yourself when you realize, obviously, given the experience you've had as a show jumper, but now you're actually about to represent the U.S. I mean, you've obviously been representing them in Europe over the past few years. It's been a very rapid climb. Do you ever pinch yourself and realize what you're doing?
I'm incredibly grateful to be where I am, but it is not without an incredible amount of work. And like I said, endless. There's not a minute that goes by, I don't think, where I'm not planning and working towards the goal. So you're very much in the moment, and as are all the people that are around you, they're also working in that direction. And there's no stone that is left unturned, nothing left to chance. So. The days tick by quite slowly right now, and so I'm pinching myself. Yes, I'm glad it's finally here, but I'm not surprised given the team of people that we have and the opportunities that I've had and the horse that I have. So grateful, but not surprised.
Well, let's talk about Demi, because she has been amazingly consistent. She's on her way now to quarantine as they begin their trip to Europe ahead of you, and you're flying on Saturday right after them. But this journey, as you say, has been incredible because the mare has been so consistent, has brought you to this point. What do you attribute to her consistency to?
Well, I've had the privilege of having her for a little while. She's not a new ride. She's an old partner, and I did my first 4-star on her. I've had the privilege of riding some other 4-star horses along the way. Also in their first 4-stars, but Demi has jumped. We've been in four 4-stars together, 3 different ones in the world, and it's been that was an incredible experience. I was lucky enough to get to go to Europe with her. I have quite a large network and a group of people that I a lot of business with over there, so it really made sense last year to take the eventers while I took the jumpers. And so I had Demi there competing all over Europe in Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, Scotland, England, all over. And that was just a wonderful, wonderful experience, very broadening experience. The network in the show jumping for me is quite deep. It goes a long way back because of my family and their history in the show jumping sport. But to be able to have the opportunity to build my own network over there and get very comfortable, it's worth a lot, really, to be able to go over and be around people that you know and that are your friends. You don't feel like a fish out of water anymore, which is something that's so hard for Americans. When we go over there, we are an island. And then when we go over there, we are on their territory. So to have had the opportunity to be over there and competing and have that become my territory and have some old stomping grounds for myself as well, It's a big confidence booster, and to have had the opportunity to ride in France over Pierre Michelet's courses. There was a lot of value in that, and that was also very strategic. That was a decision that was made a very long time ago, that if we were going to go this route, that those were steps that were necessary. And because later on, it would have been a huge effort, but later on, it would all be worthwhile.
Well, as you said, the whole program has been very strategic for her. You performed at Rolex at that four-star the way you needed to catch the selector's eye, and here we are now just a few weeks since the final trial. Tell us how that was for her and where you are with her program right now and what you've done since and what you've had to focus on before she leaves for Europe.
Well, I'm very lucky that Demi is a very sound horse, touch wood. I'm pinching myself on that. I mean, whenever you get to this point in your the three-day event, whatever it may be, is close at hand, I think that we probably trot them up far more than necessary, making sure that they're sound. And because she is a sound horse, I've really been able to keep constantly preparing and constantly working to develop the things that I want to have better, whether it's elements of the dressage test that I'm able to get help from and keep practicing because she is in good form, or to be able to increase her fitness and keep, you know, stronger and stronger gallops, because I know that the terrain in France is really going to be a factor and it is going to be a grueling course, and I'm able to keep enhancing her fitness level. She's fitter now than she's ever been. To keep practicing the show jumping, I'm thrilled with where she is in her show jumping career and the level of comfort that she's reached in the ring and the level of understanding and confidence that she's gained because of our partnership now over time. And I can keep my thumb on all of those areas. And as an eventer, that's tricky because we always feel that we're running out of time as the three-day event gets closer. And then you hope that there's no setback. If there are, it just takes away from the little bit of time that you feel like you get to spend on each discipline anyway. So she came out of Great Meadow very well, and she jumped well there. Her dressage was better, but it certainly wasn't the test that I would like to have with her down the road. And I thought she went very well cross country. I went as quickly as I needed to feel that I got a good fitness run out of it. She left confidently. She answered the difficult questions best of all, and that is really right where you'd like to have them going into an event like Normandy, or if we're not needed there, then at Burley. They will be tested, and your preparation will be tested, and the heart will be tested. So to have them in a place where they are feeling as great as they can, physically, mentally, and emotionally, is a blessing, and it doesn't always happen this way.
Well, as we know, you competed at Pau with a four-star last year in France, and then obviously Rolex earlier this year. Given what you can expect, either if you're required in Normandy over Pierre Michelet's course or at Burley over Mark Phillips's course, knowing how undulating that is, have you done anything different to get for her to get her second wind and to, you know, rise up to that level of fitness that they're going to need over either of those tracks?
Interestingly enough, I've got a nice combination that I've been able to strike. Prior to Lemulin last year, which was Mark Phillips' designed course, she was really preparing largely on flat ground. And then again, prior to Poe, she was also preparing on flat ground on a flat track, on an all-weather track. Poe, she was preparing on an all-weather track. Lemulin, she was preparing on turf. But either way, they were both flat. No hills. I was able to use a treadmill to help, you know, simulate a little bit of the muscle that you would need, but really not much there. Prior to Rolex, she was in Ocala, and she was able to take advantage of Mrs. Mars's, the hill that is there at Meredith South. And so I've ridden her preparing both ways, both on the flat and with terrain. And now coming into this fall, for the fall CCI here, I've been able to gallop at Mrs. Mars Highacre and really take advantage of a very extreme hill, more so towards the beginning in June, July, earlier part of July. I really used the whole hill and worked up the hill and really worked the terrain, and then started to back off. I started doing sprints with her and also on the terrain, and to really get the short, powerful burst of speed that you need, And now, in the last, more recently, I've actually was able to go to use a track where it was a bit flatter, a slightly undulating terrain. Still can work the hills and get the advantage, but really also have the advantage of getting her step opened up. And she has a very powerful gallop coming from behind, but it's very important, I think, that she finishes closer to the event on flatter terrain, because it allows you to get the strip just a little bit bigger. You get an extra 9 inches out of the step and really get the shoulders reaching and allow her to take bigger breaths. And it's the variation between the two gallops used several different ways each. I'm really pleased with where she is. She feels strong. She feels fit. She's galloping in a great balance, and she's very, very rideable. And the ability to train them on the gallop and enhance the gallop, dressage at a gallop, if you will, because that is what you need out there in cross country, to have to maximize every second and have total partnership in the moment. We'll see. I suppose the proof will be in the pudding, won't it? But so far, I'm pleased.
So the horses arrive in Chantilly in France and have obviously wonderful surroundings there to prepare for either Normandy or going up to Burley. You either turn left or turn right at that point, Marilyn, right?
Well, unfortunately, the life of the alternate is not the best one. We have it's a hard job, because you sit there and you want absolutely, you know, it's a real team atmosphere, and it's wonderful to be a part of that. But there is the reality that if all goes well, we're not going to be needed. So we also have to keep our eye on the ball and plan for what else might be coming down the road, but also have to be ready for Normandy should the need arise at the very last moment, because it can really be right up to the last moment. So it's not really a turn left or turn right. It's really you're sitting at that light for quite a long time until the very last moment, and then you have to wheel off in your new direction, whichever it might be, and you have no idea whether it's coming or not. And most of us, I mean, that's a very rare circumstance. Coming into Rolex or Burley or Poe or whatever, you have every single day down to the moment planned and what you'd like to be doing to prepare your horse the best you can. And I can assure you that driving to another country and sitting around and waiting and being unsure of your plan, that's not in the recipe for any preparation for an event like a Burley, should I end up there. But you do have to make the best of it, and you have to have the alternates. It's absolutely necessary. I'm thrilled to be one, but I'm not saying that I've been there in show jumping as well. I'm not saying that it's the easy job. To be ready, but also relaxed and looking on to what else might be coming down the tracks, because you really have no idea.
Well, let's suppose that you have to turn to plan B, and that will be heading to Burley, to the four-star there in Stamford, Lincolnshire. Not an event you've ridden at before. You know England. You've competed there before. That would be quite the challenge for you, and I think a fun event to attend, but you do also have a backup plan if the footing isn't to your liking.
I was able to go and see badminton myself several years ago, and I've had the opportunity to compete in England quite a bit and in Scotland. I do have a healthy concern for the footing at Burley. So the backup plan is to be able to go to Blenheim, and the Karen Stives endowment grant that it will allow that if should the need arise. We are all waiting to see what Burley is going to be. To be sure, badminton, it was a new badminton, or as many say, it was a return to the old badminton. Whatever it was plenty strong, and it was strong on a good day, and the footing made it much more strong. These horses are so prized. They are our wonderful partners and our wonderful friends, and we have to make the best decisions we can each step of the way, and sometimes we make decisions and it didn't. There's no going back. But I do have to have a backup plan for her if the footing isn't what I want at Burley. I have not had the privilege of seeing Burley myself with my own eyes before, and that is a real concern. I wish that I had. And even if I don't end up there, I will still go to watch, because coming up for the future, there's nothing, no better way to prepare for something than to have already seen it, which is why so many of the riders went to ride over Pierre Michelet's courses last year in France. And I don't have that advantage going into Burley. So I do have a backup plan, and I hope to go to Burley. I think it will be I think Demi is a wonderful cross country horse, and she's a great partner, and I have huge confidence in her. But I also have to take care of her. She's my friend. She's my friend, my partner, and she trusts me implicitly. And I don't want to put her somewhere that is going to be hard for her to bounce back from.
Absolutely. And of course, I'd be remiss not to mention the form that you've got yourself in right now. You must be supremely fit because you've been consistent with young horses. And, you know, on top of the leaderboard now for the past few weeks with some nice new horses. Can you give those a mention for us so we can see what's coming down the track to replace Demi one day?
Well, I hope that's a long way off. My goodness, I can't imagine her going anywhere yet. But I'm very, very excited about the stable that is there. I have a wonderful horse up and coming that is, her name is Scandalous, RF Scandalous, and she is particularly special because she is jointly owned with Phoebe and Michael Manders, who were the owners of Smoke on the Water, and they were adventurous enough to come back, and I know after Rolex this year and after the terrible tragedy that we had with Smoke, which was totally unexpected, and give it another go and invest in another horse, and they're enjoying the ride. They haven't even seen her yet compete, but she's been out twice. She's won both times, and I'm just ecstatic about her. I think she's really, really a special horse for the future, a real powerhouse. And then there is also Typecast. Typecast is 6 years old, and he is also I've competed him in two prelims. He's also won both of those. And he's also a very, very special horse feature, very charismatic mover, very smart, fantastic technique, big, long, beautiful gallop. But he's six, so it's going to take some time. And with the European horses coming over, especially when they're younger, there's nothing more important than giving them a little more time than you think that they need, because the climate here is different and the ground is harder, and they don't do three phase events over there. Their young horse events are just one phase. So it's a change, and he's been absolutely fantastic, and I would love to move him up, but I think that he's going to hang out right here at the prelim and the one-star level for a little while until he owns it. And there's a few others. We have West Indy. She's 7 years old, and she's just recently moved up to the intermediate. She's gotten a lovely record this year, and Hannah Burnett has actually taken the reins several times, who I'm sure you've already spoken with, and ridden her sometimes when I was away with the jumpers, and had some great wins. And then there's also Quarterman, who is 6 years old. He's now done two intermediates, third in his first one, and it's really a special horse for the future. He is only six, but he came over last year, so he's had a bit more time, and also show jumping all winter in Wellington for him was a real advantage, and it really helped the partnership form quickly. And he's a bit wise beyond years. So that's a few of them. There's 9, 10, 11 up there, but those are the most exciting ones for this fall.
Absolutely. Well, lots to look forward to when you do come back here for the full season. But in the meantime, Marilyn, I want to wish you the very best of luck on this trip, whether you, as you say, you turn right at the lights or you turn left and go up to Burley. Have a wonderful trip. Enjoy the experience of being over there with the squad again, and stay safe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And a reminder that the eventing competition will be held in Haras du Pin in Normandy. The veterinary inspection takes place on Wednesday the 27th of August, and the competition runs through the weekend. You can find more information on the website at normandy2014.com. And you can follow our updates on social media on the Facebook page and on Twitter at US Eventing. This podcast is available for download on iTunes to your smartphone podcast app. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing and be sure to cheer on our team.